following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Baby, Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey, guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He is Perez. What's going on, man?
Well, there's a lot. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where to begin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. All is good. Oh, you know what? Everything is good in my world. That's a good place to start. I thought I was moving, and it turns out I'm not. So I'm staying put in Los Angeles. It was a very stressful couple of weeks, but it all worked out.
I'm happy you're staying as well. And, you know, your girlfriend, according to you, was fine, whatever the outcome. But was she really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would have been a big adjustment for her to move to another city, but her work also has an office in that city. They worked it out. So it would have worked out fine. It was one of those things that was sprung upon me. And then all of a sudden it turned around. So whatever. It's great.
Yeah. For me, I had a great weekend. Father's Day was lovely. Mm-hmm. I got a massage.
You did. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I held on to this gift certificate that Sean Stewart, Rod Stewart's son, gave me 5 years ago when he went to my birthday party.
Oh, my.
And I had never used it. And thankfully, it did not have an expiration date because a lot of those do expire after a year. But I went, and even with a gift certificate, it's still expensive. You know, it's free for the hour. And if you were paying for it, an hour at the Beverly Hills Hotel spa is $190.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then, you know, you tip well. So you tip $40 and then valet is $12. And then you tip the valet as well. So it's $54, including the free hour. But it was worth it. And I even got in the sauna afterwards. And that was really nice. And I took my kids to go eat Cuban food on Sunday. And I happily abstained because I want to get in my fighting shape for the Chippendales show. Have I announced that on the podcast yet?
You have not. I was going to tell you to announce that.
I've announced it everywhere else, but not on the podcast. I am going to be a very special celebrity host at Chippendales in Las Vegas. It starts July the 26th, and I'm there all of August and through Sunday of Labor Day weekend. I've seen the show twice. We've talked about it on the podcast. It's super fun. And it just makes sense, you know, because the majority of the people that go see Chippendales are women, and that's the majority of my followers. And, you know, I love Vegas too. And, you know, it's totally in keeping with my new philosophy, make more, spend less, make more, spend less. This is like a free summer vacation to Las Vegas. I think I'm perfect for this because I'm not like Antonio Sabato Jr. or Tyson Beckford, who've done it in the past. I don't think women are going to be expecting me to, you know, be dancing with the guys and take my shirt off.
Thank God.
If I do that for a number, it might be tongue in cheek.
Right.
But I'm like the ringmaster. Mm. And I'm there to make sure that everybody has a really good time. So I'm stoked for that. And I'm taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. There's over 20 dancers. I've already got all of their names memorized. That's part of my job.
Cool.
And even though I don't think I'm going to be like shirtless a lot or at all, I still want to be in the best shape possible. So that's why I did not eat Cuban food with my kids. And that's my new family tradition. I love, you know, creating traditions with my family. You know, I'm going to be, and I have been taking them to Cuban restaurants for holidays. I started that last Christmas, and then I did that for Mother's Day. And I think for me, it's important to keep on my culture and pass that through food. That is a very important way that you do pass on culture. And we went to go see Incredibles 2, which was super fun. I'm assuming you didn't see that.
I would love to rent a kid to go because I loved Incredibles so much. And I was saying that on the air yesterday. Does anybody have a kid I could borrow? Because it would be creepy going by myself. And it may even be...
No, it isn't.
No, you don't think? Go see Incredibles 2 by myself.
I bet you a lot of people went by themselves. The film made over $180 million in America.
It looks amazing. I loved the first one. And I couldn't believe that it took so long to make a sequel because there's a movie I actually wanted a sequel for.
Yeah. Also, last week, I think we briefly touched on it, but not on the podcast. Mm-hmm. A couple of things. we have our first confirmed celebrity listener. Oh my God. Let me explain to you guys how this came to light. I was doing an Instagram live, which Booker always criticizes me for.
No, I criticize you for driving and doing it, but continue.
I was doing an Instagram live, which Booker always criticizes me for. He's like, nobody wants to watch you on Instagram live. Well, Selma Blair was watching me on Instagram live, and I was talking about the podcast before I noticed her watching. Uh-huh. And then she said she volunteered this information that she listens to our podcast. Wow. How cool. Selma Blair is an iconic actress, Cruel Intentions, Legally Blonde, Hellboy, and more. And she's also an old friend of mine, and I love her. And I bet you there are others. And then, of course, I had to blast that out everywhere because I am a marketer through and through. And it worked. Some people told me, when they saw me mentioning that Selma Blair listened to our podcast, that, you know what, I've never listened to your podcast before, but I am going to check it out. So if there's one or two even, or even just
one person, hey, welcome. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And if you are a tried and true listener, thank you. And if you are the creme de la creme of listeners, please, recently, a few people have told us, mm-hmm. I don't know, we're not really doing anything different, but recently our podcast has had an uptick in interest and popularity and growth on iTunes. So if you enjoy the podcast, please share it with your friends, mention it across your social platforms, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Rating would be so helpful. Our goal, and we're not there yet, and Booker and I are very competitive people.
We are.
Our goal is to make it onto the top podcasts list on iTunes. Yep. And I feel a little bit sucky that we're not on there because I think the top list is like 200. We're not even the top 200.
I thought it was 50 and we're not in the top 50, but whether it's 200,
is it 50?
I mean, there are millions and millions of podcasts out there. I mean, and some of them are so technical. I mean, just murder podcasts alone are probably the first 100 of them. There's so many, but we're so close. We can get there. I mean, that is my goal by the end of the year, to appear at least once in the iTunes top list. And if you do that, if we do that, the show, once a person sees a new show that debuts on that, then sky's the limit for us. That's all we really need to do is crack that top 200 or 50 or whatever it is.
Some people in the bottom of the 200, like, I've never heard of these people before.
Oh, please. I've never heard of half of the YouTubers that have, you know, 20 million followers. So, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. As long as we keep doing good shows, people will find us. We'll get there. But I want it sooner than later, much like you.
I know. Well, listen, I'm involved in a lot of drama and I'll get to the drama.
Okay.
Between me and the Beehive.
Really?
Beyonce's fans. Between me and fans of this murdered rapper, XXXTentacion. I'll get to that as well. Uh-huh. But first, I'm glad I didn't really start with this, but it's important for me to talk about, just because I felt so helpless earlier in the week. And I want to use every platform that I have to talk about it. If, like me, you were feeling and are feeling helpless with the situation happening in the border with children being ripped from their parents, I, across every social media platform, shared a link where I donated my money, and I ask anybody else who feels so inclined to also donate their money. It was a link that Hillary Clinton tweeted out, and it will donate funds to 8 different organizations helping children and their families that are being torn apart. Providing legal representation, making sure that, you know, they're being treated properly, et cetera, et cetera. I just don't understand. Like, why don't they just keep them all together? I just don't understand that.
Because you can't put children in an adult jail. That's the crux of all of it. Here's the problem. We have a border issue. And what was happening was catch and release. And the way catch and release was working, when someone came into this country, there was a loophole that you could say, well, I want asylum. And they say, okay. And then they put you on a list and they let you into the country. Well, then you're supposed to go back to court and go through the proper channels to become an American and blah, 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 to come into the country. Well, people just don't go back. They just come into the country and they just filter in. So what Trump has done, he said, listen, we have a border problem. We have to stop people from coming in. Now, separating the families isn't ideal, but the message is please stop trying to come into America illegally. And that's the crux of what's really happening.
Well, why not just send the people back? Like, why even detain them?
They just come back. That's kind of, I think, what the past administration has been doing, that they grab these people, then they just took them back to the other side of the border. Whatever side of this you're on, it sucks for the kids, number one. It's the worst ever for the families. And it's a terrible position for even our country to be in, because we do have an immigration problem. And there's a lot of Hispanics, Latinos, whatever, Mexicans that will agree, hey, we came in legally, we want you to come in legally as well. And the faucet won't stop. So now we have this horrible predicament, and families are being torn apart, and it's terrible. But I think ultimately what he's trying to do is get the message back to Mexico. Hey, you can't just keep bringing your families over. We have to stop this. But the way that he's doing it, it seems inhumane. It's ripping families apart.
George Takei, you know, back in the mid earlier part of the 20th century, you know, Americans were detaining Japanese Americans, mm-hmm. and his family was detained, but they were not ripped apart. You know, he was kept with his family.
Yeah.
That's how it worked back in the day.
Not a bordering country. And I don't think the influx of people that coming in is anywhere comparable to what this country's dealing with the people crossing the border illegally, whatever side of this you're on. And I don't want to get into that, but it's a problem. Obama will tell you it was a problem, but the Bushes will tell you it's a problem.
Well, Trump
will
tell you. Send them all back.
Whatever. There's got to be there has to be a better way. There has to be a better way than taking a child, a scared kid, and ripping that kid away from their parent. When the child has no say in any of this, doesn't even know what's happening. It's awful. It's awful, awful, awful.
Send them all back to Mexico instead of detaining them, I say. And if you want to donate, find that link.
Yeah.
I posted it across my socials.
It's a great idea. It's a cool thing that Hillary sent out. And it's great that you're doing it. I take my hat off to you. I think that's awesome.
I can acknowledge that, yeah, there is a border problem. But I mean, it just seems like common sense to me to send them back. And if they keep coming back, well, then that's why we have border security. That's why we're employing people.
It's not working. And that's, you know, that's the whole nonsense with the wall. And, you know, there's got to be a better way.
Like, the wall's going to work either.
You're right. People dig under it. People come over it. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
This is a waste of money building a wall. But yeah.
Anyways, lots of other stuff to get to. But first, I got to tell you, one of the things I'm using to get my body Chippendales ready is using my Daily Harvest. You hate when I talk that.
Well, no, that wasn't Daily Oprah. That was very original. Harvest! Oprah's... go ahead.
Whatever. Daily Harvest makes healthy eating easy. They will send to you plant-based foods that are ready in as little as 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's especially helpful in the summer because the last thing you want to be doing is cooking. You know, they will send you cups of frozen organic fruits and vegetables directly to your door. It all stays fresh in the freezer until you are ready to eat it. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing, it is yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yep. Agreed.
Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code Perez to get 3 cups for free in your first box. That's promo code Perez for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com.
Great.
All right. Let me talk about the XXXTentacion thing after Beyonce, just because we previously talked about the border children and that was serious. Mm-hmm. So let me talk about something not as serious for a second. Okay. Beyonce and Jay-Z released a joint album over the weekend. And at first it was available only on Tidal, mm-hmm. which instantly pissed off
everybody.
Even if you give me a month for free, and even if I use a fake email address, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to jump through hoops to listen to your album.
Yeah.
And also, they did release a song with an accompanying music video, and I didn't really like it. So I'm like, okay, first of all, the taste you're giving me, I'm not finding desirable. And you're going to make me work for it? No thanks. I'll wait. Thankfully, a day and a half later, they released it on Apple Music and Spotify as well. A reminder, I am not a Black person, and a Black friend of mine, and I'm going to thank her for this, and maybe she will out herself because she's a famous person as well. A Black friend of mine texted me after I made a video review of the album in which I said it sucked for me. my opinion. Mm-hmm. And the biggest issue I had for it was that it just lacked variety. You know, I love a great album to be a journey, and it's got its ups and it's got its downs sonically. Like, and I'm not saying I need bangers. Like, I straight up loved Lemonade. Is this, am I consistent with myself? I think I've always liked Lemonade, right?
I think so. You didn't love, yeah. Look, you didn't, you've never loved it. You didn't love it for sure.
Well, okay, whatever. I liked it. I wouldn't say, I would never have said it sucked.
No, you didn't say it sucked. No.
Yes. All right. This new album for me, it sucks because it's like, first of all, almost all down to mid-tempo. Like, not even that. All of it is down-tempo or mid-tempo. Mm-hmm. And that just confused me. I'm like, why are you releasing that, like, at the beginning of summer when I would think people want something else? Anyways, my friend was like, you know, this album was not made for you. Mm-hmm. This album was made for Black people. Yeah. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Well, if you recall the last Jay-Z album, that was my critique. You hated the Jay-Z release. And I said, well,
I did.
Yeah. And I said, I don't, because I believe that it was talking to the young Black man about money and life and the things that Jay-Z had learned. Admittedly, it's not my favorite Jay-Z record, but I appreciate it and I understand it. So what it sounds like to me is this is more of that.
I respect what they were doing. I just wish that sonically it would have been more pleasing on my ears, mm-hmm. which I started off saying I'm white, you know, like I am a white Latino. I am not Black, but hey, maybe I should do a DNA test. Maybe I have a little Black in me. Who knows? I don't know. Anyways.
You got a lot of idiot in you is what you have.
I almost, well, no, some people do. They find out, you know. I don't know. I've never done that. I don't even know. Whatever. Anyways. I feel a little bit bad for Christina Aguilera because she also released a new album over the weekend, which, yeah,
didn't even know. Didn't even catch that. Oh, no.
Sad. Nobody is talking about the new Christina album. In fact, the Beyonce surprise release took a lot of the attention and streams away. And then the XXXTentacion also, people are now really streaming him way more than before. So I would bet Christina may not even get a top 5 debut, maybe not even top 10.
Wow.
Before I get to XXXTentacion, despite all the drama that I have found myself in the last 24 hours, let me fill you in on what happened in case you have not been paying attention. That 20-year-old rapper, XXXTentacion, well, he was murdered. And if people know anything about me, I have shouted it from the rooftops. I am very anti-gun. I am a huge proponent of gun reform, and I do not believe in gun violence. In fact, I've even evolved my thinking. Like, I used to think that the death penalty was cool, and I don't think that anymore. My thoughts have changed. You know, even when he was alive, I would not have wanted anybody to murder Fidel Castro. When he died, I did a happy dance, and I would shit on his grave. But I did not say the word karma. I did not celebrate or do anything of the like when this rapper died. What I did do was, in announcing his murder, I said domestic abuser XXXTentacion was murdered. And then, like, you should see, like, some of the comments.
I got some Instagram messages, a couple of people, and I wasn't aware of what you did, but I know you've lost some fans over this. I could tell you that. Continue with what happened.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
People are pissed. I know that.
I lost about 2,000 followers, and I don't give a crap. In fact, I warned people that if they were offended by me saying that, that in the future, when Bill Cosby dies and when Harvey Weinstein dies, I will also refer to them as serial abusers. So if that will offend you, then unfollow me now. Because I never said, I was not gloating, I was not celebrating this young person's death. But this is a man who violently beat up his pregnant girlfriend. This is also a man whom, and there is no denying this, he admitted it, he confessed on video in a podcast to beating to a bloody pulp a gay man for looking at him. I'm not saying he deserved to be shot. I never once said that. Mm-hmm. All I did was described him as I saw the truth being. That is who he was. Instead of calling him a rapper, I would rather call him domestic abuser or a violent criminal.
Okay.
I stand behind that 1,000%, and I don't care if I lost listeners or followers or whatever. And I'm telling them, if that set you off, I will do it again. So,
you know, I'll do it again.
Save me the time from blocking people. Like, blocking people takes time. I'd rather you just unfollow me or stop listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair.
Do you think I was out of line?
No, I think you've stated a case. It's not hearsay. It's factual information that you gathered an opinion, and you exercised your right as an American to say, you know what? This person did this stuff, and I'm not going to, you know, mourn this person's loss. I don't know them. I would say I'm sorry to the fans of his and his family and such, but maybe your timing's a little off. But when is the right time to talk about domestic abuse and
gay bashing?
Gay bashing. Yeah. I mean, that's got to end. So I get your perspective on it. Personally, I wouldn't have commented like that, but, you know, I don't own a website.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not sorry.
Okay.
Anywho, okay. Yeah. There is a lot more drama to get to, especially drama with Tommy Lee and his son. Jesus. I'll get to all of that. But first, and Booker could speak on this because he has used Havenly. Mm-hmm. And you guys love when Havenly is a sponsor on the podcast. Mm-hmm. They are this amazing design tool that lets you make over a room or multiple rooms in your home or office at a super affordable price. Mm-hmm. Whereas a regular designer will mark up prices, because Havenly does things in bulk and are working with multiple people at the same time, mm-hmm. they will help move along the discount directly to you, to the consumer. They're so high tech, they even give you 3D renderings of everything in the room or rooms that you want them to do. And they literally could help you save thousands of dollars.
The things that they show you for the room, the designs, if it's a piece, if it's a plant, if it's a coffee table, if it's a couch, they'll actually send you that product and you can buy it directly from them. And as Perez mentioned, it'll be at a discount. This pays for itself.
So go to havenly.com/Perez and get this 25% off your design package. That's havenly.com/Perez for 25% off your design package. Havenly.com/Perez. All right. Have you been following any of this Tommy Lee drama with his son?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, okay. I have.
Well, if you have not been following, and I'm assuming there's people of all different ages listening to this, mm-hmm. Tommy Lee is in his 50s, I guess, right? He must be in his 50s.
For sure.
He's this older rocker dude. He was in this 80s hair metal band called Motley Crue. Excuse me if I'm stating the obvious. Maybe not everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Anywho, he was also married to Pamela Anderson, Baywatch actress, iconic Playboy model. They had two children together, both sons. Both of them are now older. The son's, I think, 22, and the other one's maybe like 19 or something like that. On Father's Day, Tommy Lee posted something on Instagram where he called both of his sons a-holes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you would feel, but if I was his son, I would feel hurt, embarrassed, angry, wanting to retaliate. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Tommy Lee's son, Brandon, then posted something himself. And then on top of posting his response, he posted a video of his dad passed out, seemingly the video of the aftermath of him punching his dad, because that happened a few months ago. Remember, mm-hmm. police were called. He got into a fight with his dad. And then, like less than 24 hours ago, Tommy Lee is back at it again.
Oh, man.
There's an update. He was moaning on Twitter about all the money he's spent on his son. Rehab for my son, $130,000. party for my son's 21st birthday last year, $40,000. Medical bills after son knocks his father unconscious and uses alcoholism as scapegoat, $10,000. Son acting like a victim on social media on Father's Day, priceless. And he ends it by saying, I'm out, mic drop. You know how I feel about family issues.
Of course. Yeah. This is ridiculous airing this out.
Even if you're a Kardashian.
Even for them, this would be a bit much.
Well, if you're a Kardashian, I feel like you need to hash that out on your reality show. But Tommy Lee and his son and Pamela Anderson, they don't have reality shows. I think family is sacred. And, you know, he's behaving more immaturely than a 21-year-old, 22-year-old kid. Yeah. And the son, of course, had to respond to the dad today saying, thank you for paying for my rehab. I got so much out of it. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me. I got so much out of it that I want to pay for you to go to rehab because you need it.
Well, let me give you some insight on Tommy. And I know Tommy a little bit because ironically, back in the day when he was fighting with Pam and going through his initial divorce, he worked at MTV. And he did the show called The Return of the Rock. And he did it from New York. And I guess he was trying to work it out with Pam. This is what they told me back in the day. And he had to move back to Los Angeles. He couldn't do the show anymore. I don't know what that was all about. I actually took over for Tommy for that show on MTV. So I got to know Tommy a little bit. And the funny thing about it is you'd sit and you'd talk to this guy. He's one of the sweetest. He's like lovely in person. And you'd sit there and the stories that were happening between him and her, I was like, is this her? Is this him? Like, the point is, you just never know. You could meet someone or be around them. You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes, because I certainly didn't. Tommy was, I'd see him in the club every now and again, and he was like a big child. You know, he's so much fun all of the time, when even if it was, you know, mid-30s or whatever he was in back then. He was just a fun-loving, always a smile on his face guy. And so to me, I hear all this stuff and I'm thinking he's got some sort of substance problem, whether it's alcohol or drugs. But
that's what the son is saying.
Yeah, that's what he said. But it feels like that, because if you met the guy, you'd go, how is that guy doing this? Because he's so sweet. So I don't know, man. It's just drugs and alcohol. Once again, I mean, how many times is this the theme of our show?
Well, his son also alleges that his fiance is an enabler, and
all this name calling. It goes back to exactly what you said. How about keep it between yourselves? You know what I mean? Unless you guys are trying, unless this is some sort of reality show they're trying to get, you know, I can't understand why you do this.
But that's on the dad. A 21-year-old will be an idiot. And I'm not saying that the son's being an idiot. Actually, I think the son's being somewhat mature, or at least, let me say, comparatively, seemingly more mature than Tommy Lee.
Right. The adult should at least be the adult in the situation. He's not being the adult in the situation at all.
Well, speaking of dysfunctional families, I don't even care about this dude, but this just surprised and saddened me. The hot felon dude, Jeremy Meeks, the one who got super lucky and started dating this billionaire heiress, Top Shop heiress Chloe Green, they had a baby together. So now he's like set for life. He basically bought his son from his ex-wife. They gave the ex-wife a six-figure settlement to agree to give this dude and his new girlfriend primary physical custody of their child, who's like, I think, 9 years old, 8 or 9. And now the kid is going to be living in London 70% of the time and 30% of the time with the mom. If I was that woman, listen, we know my thoughts on money. Mm-hmm. I love money. I understand the need for money. It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I'm a parent. And if I was so desperately in need for money that I would be willing to do something like this, I would also be like, okay, I'm not going to give you 70%. I will give you the 50-50 or whatever is mandated by the court and move my ass to London too. Like, put me up there.
Well, I'm sure it's all a negotiation. I'm sure that could have, if she wanted to. At the end of the day, I look at it like this. I'm looking at it a little differently. I'm saying if this...
Oh, she's giving her baby a better life. Yeah,
exactly. Blah, 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 blah. 100%. Better Please. Life. Better life. And if
Please.
You know, I'm sure this woman has first class flights whenever she wants to go over. I'm sure the transportation is top notch, private jet, whatever she needs to get to this kid. I'm sure she got the best deal ever. And this kid, if this kid wants and is, you know, paying attention, this kid could have a wonderful life, could get a great education. Yes. Is this an ideal situation? No, but there's a lot worse ideal, less ideal situation.
He could still have a wonderful life with his mother in London.
Maybe.
I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked by that. I would never do anything like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll get to more dysfunctional families later, but let's lighten up the mood
okay.
with a couple of updates, some couples updates. You were doubting me last week, but I'm always right. Let me just tell you that. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are 1,000% back together. They've been spotted making out all over New York City on multiple days, mm-hmm. hugging, holding hands, being very much a couple.
I wanted to add one thing to that. I had one little nugget that no one's brought up. He is all super God squad now, and he's very involved, and I think that's great, and I take my hat off to him. To what extent do you think he is God squad? Do you think he's no sex before marriage now?
No, of course not.
So he's not that into God, is what you're saying.
Of course he is. God forgives everything. He's, you know, there's different kinds of churches, right? I guarantee you the church he goes to is like, you can commit any sin you want. So long as you're trying to be a good person, God forgives everything. You know, you're not perfect. You're going to have premarital sex. It's okay. I'm sure that's what his pastor tells
okay.
him.
Okay. I want to know. I'd love to get some confirmation from the Dipson U Church, whatever that's called. I don't know what it's called, but whatever. Fine. That's it. I'd love to get some confirmation on that to find out if he's allowed to dip in the old Haley pond, if you know what I mean.
I grew up Catholic.
So did I.
Catholic church, that is not as, God will forgive everything. Or blah, blah, blah. It's way more stern than a lot of these modern churches everywhere.
You're probably right. Yeah. A couple of Hail Marys cures everything for us, though.
The whole concept is fascinating.
It is fascinating, like, if you think about it.
I might become a Buddhist, maybe. Oh, my God. My life would be transformed. Maybe in the future. Actually, I would totally be down with that. Like, I would love to become a Buddhist. Not right now.
Oh, I would enjoy that silence. I don't know one Buddhist that has an Instagram feed.
The Dalai Lama has one.
Does he?
He's the head of the Buddhist.
Come on. He has an Instagram feed, though?
Dalai Lama Instagram.
That's got to be verified.
He does. He has a million followers.
Wow. Cool. Okay.
Let me hit follow. That's a good point.
That is funny.
Deepak Chopra also has an Instagram mm-hmm. account. Mm. Anywho, an update on Ariana Grande as well.
Okay.
She responded to a fan that was being critical of her relationship with Pete Davidson. You know, they were engaged. We know that by now. Mm-hmm. And I think this applies to everybody that maybe has an opinion. She said, "The truth is, I've been the fuck through it, and life's too short to be cryptic and shit about something as beautiful as this love I'm in." Why'd you laugh? Why'd you laugh?
That's just funny. It's just all funny. I get it. She's got money. I mean, she's an adult.
She's got money, and she also survived an incident that killed dozens of people.
Yeah.
That's life altering.
Yeah, I get it. She wants to live her life to the fullest. It's, you know, I don't know. Going into marriage after knowing somebody for a month, I think it probably should be taken a little bit more seriously and not so willy-nilly, but that's just my opinion. So I laugh and I go, oh, kids, that's all that I say to that. That's why I snicker.
Well, she rushed into an engagement. She didn't say she was rushing into the marriage.
No, you're right.
You know?
They may not get married. They may have a five-year engagement. They may have a year engagement. Who knows?
They may break up.
They may break up. You're exactly right. So, whatever. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't snicker.
Well, they also got matching tattoos.
Oh, good.
Yes. On their fingers, it says H2GKMO.
Hmm.
Do you want to venture to guess what that stands for?
No.
2GKMO.
No idea.
It stands for Honest to God, Knock Me Out.
Okay.
Ariana previously tweeted that she says, Honest to God, Knock Me Out 300 times a day. Ink is like their relationship forever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back to...
I'm glad you at least laughed at the end, too.
Yeah. Back to some dysfunctional news. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just all Tommy Lee and that dysfunctionalness. Meghan Markle's father is back at it again. Oh,
man, this guy can't shut up, can he?
He must be getting paid. You know, everybody who is famous and not famous needs to listen to this podcast. Because, and actually, I still would love it one day to do my show, like Judge Perez. Mm-hmm. Have I told you this?
Yeah.
Yeah, where I just solve everybody's problems mm-hmm. in a pink robe. Mm-hmm. I've said it before on this podcast. The mother is set. The mother has handled things with such class, dignity, grace, and decorum that, you know, in a year or two, when there is a kid on the horizon or there, if the mom says, I want to come and help and live with you in the castle in Kensington Palace, they'll say yes. The dad, there's no way he's going to be moving to London and live in Kensington Palace after everything he's done and continues to do. Sure, he's getting paid now. Sure, he's probably getting paid a decent amount. That money will continue to go down and down, and he'll get paid less and less as the weeks and months move on. Mm-hmm. And he may even stop getting paid in the future. It seemed like shooting himself in the foot mm-hmm. and also just the douchey thing to do to your daughter.
Yeah.
You have anything to add?
No, I agree with you. Just shut up. I mean, we've went over this 100 times. It's not your marriage. It's your daughter's marriage. It's essentially none of your business to tell somebody else. That's it.
Also, you know, we mentioned Tommy Lee earlier. His ex-wife, Heather Locklear, is in the headlines again. She was taken to the hospital, has been placed under a psychiatric evaluation. This is all public information because 911 was called. Mm-hmm. 911 was called from her house because according to the 911 caller, she was threatening to hurt herself, allegedly going to shoot herself. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I mean, she's gone to rehab recently, but you know, it could be more than substance abuse. It could just be, and I, like I said, it could be getting older in Hollywood. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It could be not working as much. It could be your kids are not home anymore. Like that's also like she's that age, 56. Mm-hmm. Her, I think she only has one daughter, but her daughter is not living at home anymore. I don't think, yeah. You know, all of these new adjustments and also just thinking about your age and like, oh my gosh, I've only got maybe 20, 30 years left. And it's life is hard. Yeah. And it's probably even harder being in the public eye and going through all of this.
And a lot of our younger people listening, they may not realize how big Heather Locklear is. I mean, she, to people our age, I'm trying to think of who would be the equivalent star of today. She was a household name. Okay.
Yes. That,
a household name without question and perceived as one of the most beautiful women in the world. And to age and not be seen the same way must be tough. I still think she's beautiful. I think she looks great to this day, but that sucks.
And now we're moving to just the dark section of the podcast.
Okay.
Chris Hardwick, who has many jobs, was accused, though not named, by an ex-girlfriend of abuse, yet everybody else named him, even though the girlfriend didn't say it was Chris Hardwick. And he's, you know, suffering repercussions for this these accusations. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I had not even shared my opinion, but what I'm reading is now even a lot of women now are starting to say, wow, you know, the culture has really changed. Maybe we're being too quick to judge now because, you know, it seems like almost every single instance, the moment a man is accused, he's guilty right away. Mm-hmm. Even there's no trial and he's losing jobs and no other woman has come forward and, you know, he's denied this. It's a different world. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Honestly, if we went a little too extreme to correct a major problem, then I'm fine with that. Yeah. And I feel
it's collateral damage. Like, sometimes it's collateral damage.
Yeah. I feel like eventually things will even out. Mm-hmm. But we need to be, and we are righting the wrongs of the past. Mm-hmm.
you know my stance on this. I'm kind of in line with I kind of feel like I've been ahead of this. I think that due process has been thrown out of the window in our society. And I think it's okay to say, I believe the alleged victim. I think it's okay to say that, but I don't know if it's okay to say that in a public platform. I think it's okay to think it, but I think at some point we have to let justice sort of work itself out. There's too many opinions, and opinions too often turn into facts when they're just not.
You know, I like to be honest, you know, clearly there are exceptions to the rule, but I would imagine, I would think that abusive men have a history and a pattern of abuse. Yeah. That's why when you see, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins, the Kevin Spaceys, the Bill Cosbys, the R. Kellys, the Chris Browns, the Brett Ratner, et cetera, multiple people come forward and say, this happened to me too.
Yeah.
Thus far, you know, no other woman has come forward and made allegations against
her. And there's exceptions.
That's not saying that what the woman said is not true. Right. I'm not saying that at all.
No one's saying that you are. And there are exceptions.
Well, I just wanted to state that. It's true. Okay? Yeah. Well, in other crappy news, well, I don't want to describe this as crappy. I want to describe this as strong and claiming her power back.
Okay.
The ex-wife of R. Kelly is speaking out, gave an interview where she was taped, talking about a suicide attempt of hers, and also discussing R. Kelly's domestic violence alleged against her. Mm-hmm. When R. Kelly dies, I will also call him a serial abuser too. Also, another woman has come forward claiming that Chris Brown assaulted her. When Chris Brown dies, I will say the same about him. In fact, he doesn't even need to be dead.
He doesn't need to be dead. You're just going to go ahead and say it now.
Yeah.
Well, you see, it goes back to the other thing. You've seen the proof. This isn't a Chris Hardwick situation where it's an allegation and there's some sort of obvious evidence that we've been presented with. Chris Brown, there's proof. We've seen the mugshot.
Well, let's move on to lighter things, please. Yes. All right. We're moving towards our wacky section now.
Okay.
Tori Spelling, and I don't really care. Maybe just brief. I'll do it really briefly. Okay. It'll be like a 30-second spot. Tori Spelling did this whole post that got people talking for a variety of reasons on Instagram because she was talking about body positivity and how hard it was to bounce back after 5 children. Uh-huh. But she did that with a post that featured a photo of her in a bikini that was super heavily photoshopped. I mean, does that undercut
yes,
her
course,
message?
But that's how Tori Spelling, this is how she's going to get any headline now. She has to contradict something that she's done so we could call her out for it. It's the Kardashian model. That's all she's doing. She knows what she's doing.
Well, she's also plugging those lollipops. She's one of those people that plugs those lollipops.
I think those lollipops guess, cure cancer, don't they? I think that's what they're supposed to do.
I don't think they're working for her. Also, Farrah Abram, the teen mom star. Uh-huh. This is just hilarious to me. Well, actually, you know what? I don't watch the show. I don't watch any television. I watch clips. I'm aware of things. I know she has a bad rep, but I've never seen the show. I don't really know what kind of a person she is, but I do respect her hustle. Mm-hmm. She is a hustler and she works hard. Some of those teen moms are lazy. She's not.
Other teen moms aren't out there committing crimes like she is.
Well, allegedly, she claims also that she was not arrested and she was just put in a holding thing. Mm. So there is no mugshot because she was not really charged with anything. So you know what? That is a solid point. Okay. I haven't seen a mugshot. Okay.
Well, anywho. I mean, some states won't allow you to issue a mugshot, but was it here in California? Because if there's California, there's a mugshot. Didn't get arrested
here in California.
Because there would be a public mugshot.
Yeah, it was at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Hmm. She says now that she wants to be a screenwriter and work in movies. And you know what? God bless her. I respect the hustle. I'm a hustler. A hustler respects hustle. I may not like everything she does or says or stands for or whatever, but I respect the hustle. All right, from her to some more TV news. Did you hear who is replacing Kat Sadler at E! News?
I did. Juliana Rancic, you did. Whatever her name is.
Yeah, Juliana Rancic. Yes. And I bet you anything, she's getting paid more than Jason Kennedy.
I don't know, dude. I don't think either one of them make the kind of money that's being reported that they make. That show, nobody watches. The whole entertainment television type show doesn't rate. There's no money in it anymore. I mean, that all lives online. People get their information from you. They're not waiting till 7 o'clock to watch it on channel 490, whatever channel E is. So I think a lot of those jobs have been cut significantly. So I bet she's back at a very, very deep discount. I would tend to disagree. And I would also say that Jason Kennedy is not making anywhere near what's reported that he's making.
Well, yes, she may not be getting paid what she used to, but I still think that she's making more than Jason Kennedy. That's all I said.
Maybe. You could be right. Probably so. I think she's a bigger name.
Yeah. All right. On to some Kardashian news, wrapping the show up with them. You know, thankful that they're at the end of the show.
there's the bright side.
Yeah. Black China is alleging that Rob Kardashian is not paying child support. She said that on Father's Day.
Okay. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
His team is countering that she just said that, which is a lie, they claim, to get a response out of him. Thankfully, he did not take the bait and handled things maturely by not saying anything. Although he is also on Father's Day, he announced that his sock company, he's got a sock line. Mm-hmm. They're selling socks that say crazy bitch on them.
Okay.
You know, inspired by somebody in his life, I'm sure.
Some buddies.
Maybe. Yeah. Also, Rob Kardashian, according to those close to him, still cannot seem to get healthy and is struggling with his weight. And I'm here for you, Rob, if you need help. I honestly think I could help anybody get on track.
You have such good discipline, though. When you do fall off, you fall off pretty hard. And I've seen you do it. But mostly, you bring your damn food places. That's discipline. That's not... Can you teach that?
Yes.
I think either you have it or you don't.
No, you have to. It doesn't just happen overnight. You can totally teach it. You have to teach it. Because it's all mental. Like, people think that they don't, they can't, they won't, but they can, and you will, and you do. And I can show him how to do it. Let me give you I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'll give you guys a 60-second preview. Throw your fucking scale away. Don't weigh yourself, because people get so disenfranchised. Or the flip side, they see all these results and then they're going to expect that number so often. Throw your scale away. The only number that should matter is 5. And that's the amount of days per week that you should be doing something active. I'm not saying do it every damn day. And I'm not saying even like get your ass to the gym. I'm not even saying go running. Just walk. Walk 5 days a week. And I'm not even saying for an hour. If you walk 5 days a week for 30 minutes, it's free. You don't need a trainer. You don't need anybody else to do it. You will improve without even changing your eating habits. And that's the big part. And then you get results and then just keep going, whatever. That's the brief version of it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, his sister, Khloe Kardashian, is back in Los Angeles with her cheating baby daddy. Are some people going to be mad at me for referring to him as cheating baby daddy? I don't care. Khloe Kardashian is back in Los Angeles. You know, I could call him her NBA player beau, but screw that. I'm going to call him her cheating baby daddy. Khloe Kardashian's back in Los Angeles and she is getting her fitness on and also does not give a crap what her family thinks about her boyfriend. Hmm. Also, her former, not brother-in-law, because they were never married, but Scott Disick and Sophia Richie are still together. And I did not know this. This is surprising and alarming. Scott Disick and Sophia Richie are living together.
Wow.
I think she's 19.
She wasn't even alive the last time her dad had a hit.
Oh.
That's no diss. That's how young she is. That's my point.
That's true. Also, an update on Kanye, his team. And actually, I kind of believe this. They say that Kanye is very different from the Kanye of last month and the month before. I wonder what changed.
I'll tell you, you know, we talked about it for a second, but we didn't get into it. But him on The Family Feud, have you ever seen a guy smile so much in his life? I don't know if I've ever seen a happier person on television.
Yeah, but that was filmed in January.
I didn't even think Kanye was that happy ever. He was so exuberant and full of joy. And he was almost giggling. He was so happy to be on that show with his family. So
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think there's a different side to Kanye that we don't get to see.
All right. Before we end, I have one last bit, a positive one, mm-hmm. a new couple alert. Okay. Chris Pratt seems to have moved on from Anna Faris. She moved on a while ago. She moved on real quickly and found herself some guy who works in film and TV. I think he's like a cinematographer or some camera guy, something like that. But he was spotted on a picnic date on Father's Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, Catherine. And she's kind of, I would think she's kind of perfect for him. She's 28 years old. That's like the perfect age to marry a girl. Mm-hmm. How old's your girlfriend?
31.
When is the engagement coming?
Isn't the show over?
All right. Before we take some calls, a reminder, if you enjoy our podcast and you work in advertising, you work at a studio, you work at a music label, if you want to advertise on our podcast, email us podcast@PerezHilton.com. That's podcast@PerezHilton.com. All right. Let's take some calls. Okay.
Hi, Perez and Booker. I just wanted to make a really quick comment, which is that it's really frustrating and a little annoying listening to Perez complain about wanting more money. And I think he doesn't realize that a lot of people listen to your show, like, work normal jobs, live normal lives, and we're going through struggles as well. But, like, you're a rich person, and you're constantly complaining about things that you guys say that Kanye West is short-sighted because he's in his own bubble. I think Perez is in his own bubble. And it's just really interesting to me. So I don't know, maybe you guys can expand on that thought a little bit, because I kind of agree with Chris that Perez really needs to tone it down and maybe be a little bit more realistic and realize that he's actually doing pretty well for himself.
Well, okay. Well, first of all,
she doesn't know my cost of living. She doesn't know my financial situation.
And what I would say to that is, look, everybody has problems. We were talking about the Kardashians. That's what it was. The little one with the, you know, taking her baby's pictures offline because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It could be security and this and that. My point is everybody has problems, no matter what your tax bracket is. My point always is to Perez that money isn't the cure, though. He thinks that it is. That's the only difference between him and me. He's got it pretty good. And I think he knows he has it pretty good. I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm honest. Like I've said, some people may not reveal this. Like, given how I spend, you know, sending my kids to private school, which I understand that's a choice I'm making. Sending my kids to private school, financially supporting my mother, requiring nannies, which I need because I'm a single parent. I do not have enough money in the bank to spend at the rate that I'm spending for the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I have to work. I have to make more money. And I don't think it's bad to want more money or to dream and fantasize about having enough money to not have to worry about it anymore. I have to worry about it still.
Well, we all have to. And I think we should be diligent with our futures, and we should be cognizant that there is a future and we may not be working in it. You do have to save your money. And it is a stress. And I can't imagine, because I worry about myself. I worry about my girlfriend. I don't even have kids. I can't imagine. You have three and a mother that you're carrying. I mean, I feel the stress from you. I can recognize that. So I would say to her, like, you know, everybody's got their problems. Yes, he is in a bubble sometimes. But honestly, isn't that what you love about him in the show? I love the way you are sometimes in your sort of online everyday internet bubble. I think it's kind of interesting, but I wouldn't look at it as a negative thing at all.
Yeah, you don't know my situation. Yeah. You don't know my finances.
Exactly. You don't know anyone's problems. You never know what's going on behind the scenes. Here we go.
Hi, this is Taylor from Ontario, Canada. I just had to call in because I just had to get Booker's opinion on a documentary series on Netflix. It's kind of comparable to Making a Murderer, and it's called Evil Genius.
Yeah, I'm going to stop her right there. No, I haven't started watching that yet. My girlfriend watched the first episode, said it was phenomenal, and stopped watching, so I'll go back and catch up. But yeah, everybody says it's great. It's about this this bank robbery, I think, and it's a heist, and I don't know, but it does. It seems really fascinating, but yeah, I'll get to that.
Cool.
Take another one here.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Chris. Love you guys. Listen to you every week. Just calling to say that lady who, like, hates Chris She's dumb. Of course, Chris likes Perez. They go to concerts and they hang out with each other all the time outside of the podcast. I think that that is like the stupidest thing to say, because obviously you have a real friendship.
Not everyone has to like me, and not everyone has to like every move Perez makes. Isn't it part of listening to our journey through this world? That's what we're all here doing. So, yeah, there's that.
And I'm totally fine not being liked.
Hi, Perez and Chris. So my name is Mikey Majesty, and I'm a big fan of the podcast. But I just wanted to say that although I love you, Chris, I feel like you purposely disagree with Perez on, like, everything. So I would love to hear you just talk about things, like, on your own one time, because sometimes I just wonder if you're just dating the opposite of Perez. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
I think we agreed a lot on today's episode.
I think we agree more often than we disagree, to be honest with you. I honestly, if you go back and you listen to the show when it comes to music and family, and I think we agree a lot. I think that our differences is what pops out, because that is what makes the show fun when we have differences of opinion. But I'm pretty steadfast in a lot of my opinions, and I think I vent them a lot. I don't know where he's getting that I'm just, you know, I have no opinions on things. Whatever. That's his perception. I don't care.
Hello. Your answering machine cut me off. I just was asking if
you're probably talking too long.
You guys, being semi-famous, have any concerns about your phone, either the microphone or the camera, being hacked? I recently got a little plastic thing from Amazon that covers my camera when I want. And Lindsay Lohan was hacked on her laptop a little while ago. And I just wanted to know, you guys think that I'm being paranoid like my friends say, or do you think it's legit? Do you think you have concerns about it?
I have no concerns, you.
No, I would love it. I want some, I would love drama.
All right. There you go. 800-721-1185. That's our phone number, at The Perez Hilton, at Chris Booker, Instagram, Twitter. Hit us on both. And keep your city requests coming. How's that coming?
No. We don't need that anymore.
Oh, we're done? We're set?
Yeah, we're done. Yeah. Well, I told you possible dates.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I didn't know if that was locked in. Okay.
Well, no, it's not locked in yet. Everything's still being worked out.
So to tell the audience, we have some cities. That's all I'm going to say. We're close to announcing
We're
working on it. Okay.
We're still working on it.
Just an update. Okay.
Yes.
We'll do this again next week. Take care, everybody.
Goodbye.